All right, so here we are, worldwide live to the internet. BBS Radio is taking care of it. Thank you, BBS. This is a simulcast with a conference call, and we have some people on the phone. And every time you hear a ding, there's somebody else joining in. We are still 5 minutes away from the hour. Tonight is going to be a special episode with Dr. Terry Friedman as a guest. And we will be talking about health issues. So please.
Is Dr. Terry here?
Negative, not yet. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Brian from Ventura.
Hey, Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hi. How are you doing today?
Yes, fantastic. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
All right.
I'm a little early.
2 minutes, 4 minutes till the hour. So we wait for Dr. Friedman to join in. I heard Win his voice. He's in the back. We'll get the act together, and we'll be talking about health in just a little bit.
I'm all for that. I've been doing the parsley tea thing, which is kind of interesting.
All right.
What?
We have somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hi, Marilyn. Good evening to you. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here.
So is that two Marilyns now?
Say it again.
That's two Marilyns, isn't it, on now?
Yes, two Marilyns at this point.
We have one more.
Yeah, we have two Marilyns, a Morrison, and a Michael. Those are the M's. And my last name is Minderhout, so I'm an M as well.
I'm an M, too. My name's Marion.
All right.
M&M.
Yep. With or without the peanuts. They're always good.
I'm a monkey.
Morgan here in California with an M, I believe.
Morgan, did I pass you? No, I got you in there, right? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Seward, Alaska.
Again, hello, Shirley. Welcome to the call. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, just great. Thank you.
All right. And I thank you for being here. So again, I want to mention those people who are joining in and on BBS Radio. I want to thank you for being here and joining in and participating with this call. We have an interview tonight with Dr. Terry Friedman, and we will be talking about mainly health issues. I hope that Wynn will address and eventually submit questions, but time will tell. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Gail from New Jersey.
Two people at the same time. Welcome, Uncle Terry. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right. And Gail, I heard you as well. Thank you also.
Happy to be here.
All right. All right. Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Anna from Kent, Washington.
Hi, Anna. Good evening and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Can I ask a question?
Go for it.
Do you know whether there's been any more discussion about the order of the ascending rows?
The order of what?
The ascending rows.
No, I'm not familiar with that, to be honest with you.
Okay. It was like last week, on the open lines.
All
right. I don't know if it was Brian or somebody. But anyways, thank you.
You're welcome. Have more people join in. I welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hello, it's Susan in Delaware.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Hello, Susan.
Hi,
Susan.
Hi,
Uncle Terry. All right.
Do you know what the name of the YouTube video that Carla just did was?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Actually, I might have it written down somewhere. I'll take a look at my notes here in a moment. We had more people join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, sir.
Hey, Don. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hey. More people joined in. If you want to, please say your name and location. A few more came in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Nancy in Michigan here.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the call.
Thanks so much. Hi.
Thank you for being here, Nancy.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hey, brother Chris. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man. Glad you're here.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
All right. I'm here. Is Terry here?
Uncle Terry is here, yes.
Is Queen Terry here?
Queen Terry Brown is not here. I'm going to call her Brownie. So sweet.
All right.
Quinn, do you know what the title was for the YouTube video from Carla?
No.
Okay.
But I will tell you, we're almost ready to do another Law of One workshop.
Oh, great.
So get ready.
I welcome the person who just joined in. Please say your name and location.
Dan from Wisconsin.
Hey, Dan, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And I will turn off the entry and exit signs.
There you go.
That was the last one. I bet it's Ron. Ron, are you here?
Yes.
Welcome to the call, Ron.
Thank you.
Terry Brown here. It's Terry Brown here.
Terry Brown is not here.
What am I going to do with her?
These bacon cookies, I bet you.
You know what? All these people around me have such job security. Okay? They're not getting overpaid, but how can you replace Terry, okay?
Yeah.
How can you replace Terry Friedman, right?
Yeah.
My God. Let me go in the other room and shake the tree a little bit. I want her to be on at the beginning of
it. So in the meantime, I welcome all those people that are listening through BBS Radio. We cannot hear you, we cannot see you, but we know you're here. Thank you so much for joining this call. Tonight we have Uncle Terry or Dr. Friedman in our show, and we will be talking about health issues. We have the line still open. I know some more people joined in. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. It's Cleo from Connecticut.
Good evening, Cleo. Welcome to the call.
And this is Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger from Austin. Thank you for being here. All right. So for you to know, this is still quite a low-budget show that we are operating with, and although I think it keeps it...
An episode of I Love Lucy.
To be some distance away from perfection.
All right. Gary's been trying to get...
Keeps it real.
She's been trying. Okay, that's a good sign.
There is trouble with the lines tonight.
There are too many clouds in front of the satellites.
Yeah, I had to call in like 5 times.
Oh, yeah?
I guess she's calling again and again and again.
Whenever I called in, it was just blank. It was like a dead line.
Mm-hmm. She can try to call the alternative phone number.
Is there an alternative number?
There is an alternative number. Yes, there is. You want to make a note of it?
Maybe you should email it. Well, maybe I'll make a note of it in case. Does it work sometimes where people can get on the alternative and they can't get on the main number?
Correct.
Yeah.
And are you ready?
Yeah, no. Okay. Is the alternative good for all the calls?
Correct. The thing is, you need to dial the alternative phone number, and after that, just wait for the prompt to dial the regular phone number without the one you dial.
I see.
And then enter the PIN number also.
Yes, just as regular. So you just do, in addition, you do the backup phone number first.
I see.
Ready?
No,
remember to email it to you.
Email it to me because I can't find a pen.
Okay.
And, you know, I must have 1,000 pens in this house.
They grow legs.
You know, there's certain things that always tend to slip away. And it's just amazing how they disappear. And one of them is the cable that goes from the computer to a peripheral. Another one is socks. Socks in the dryer. I don't know. Do you have that problem, Heis? You lose your socks?
Yeah, lots of single socks. I think it's with everybody.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
It's like, I think they make dryers with sock gremlins.
Yeah.
Joe, you can't get on? They're punishing you. You must have been bad. Let me give that number to High. Here's an alternative number that High says it works. Okay? Mm-hmm. Guys, what's the number?
559-546. Is she dialing or is she writing?
No, she's writing it. 546.
140.
14 what?
00.
1400.
And then dial that number, and then after that, wait for the prompt, and then what they will ask you is to dial the regular phone number without the one pre-dial.
Yeah. When you get that number, dial the regular number without the one, and then do you put the PIN in right away, or do you wait for the PIN?
Wait for the prompt. This is regular.
Yeah, they'll ask you for the PIN, okay? So you dial the regular number afterwards, and then they'll ask you for the PIN, okay?
Make sure the regular number without the one.
Do you have to dial one before that first extra special?
One, yes. The first time, yes.
Someday I'm going to edit all these audios. I wish I had time.
Repeat the number again.
559-546-1400. 00. And after that, just wait for the prompt. It will tell you to dial the regular phone number for the conference call without the one. Now, and if this one doesn't work, I have a backup for the backup.
Yeah, I just got in using the backup.
Is the backup other one 951-262-7373?
That's right.
Okay.
I
thought I had the wrong number.
Hey, it's working, guys. Yes. I do have to make a record of those things. Someday.
I don't remember. I got it off the stove. It might have been for the bread, yeah.
Okay. Let's be entertaining while we make people wait for this great call we're doing tonight.
All right.
Is Terry Friedman a moderator tonight? He may not be.
No, he's not.
So, be sure?
Yes.
Be sure he's unmuted.
Yes. That will be care of taken.
I think Terry is in.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi there.
Hey.
Hey, Brownie.
What a great... What, how did you find out? Jeez. That's a secret piece of information. I hope you all wrote that down so that when the lines are full, you can get in. All right. So let me... Let's just start the tape recorder, okay? And...
I got in on the backup.
Okay.
Now, those of you that are listening on the internet, okay, let me make a comment here that's a rather important one, and that is, Terry is a doctor, but he's not an active doctor. You know, he's essentially retired, so he cannot do diagnosis. He can't tell somebody how to fix their problems. But if you're going to ask a question, if you want to ask a question tonight, then when you ask it in such a manner that you don't address it as part of yourself. In other words, what is one do when they have pimples on their nose? What fixes pimples on the nose? Or what helps with this? Or what helps with that? And then he'll give a generic answer. But I would suggest anyone that wants to use that generic answer, check with their own health provider or do their own research.
Wait, did you get it on tape, Wynn?
Pardon me?
You need to get that on tape, the statement you made.
I'll say that again. I didn't want to get on tape that opening comment there, okay? And, you know, if Terry, I think I'm going to call him Dr. Terry for this call. Is that okay, Terry?
Yeah.
Would you rather be Dr. Terry or Uncle Terry?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, you know, people identify with Dr. Phil. So, you know, hang on a second.
This conference is being recorded.
This is August 11th, 2014.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And Wynn Free and Terry Brown in Arizona and Dr. Terry Freeman in Arizona. And Heise in Magalia, and EBS in Paradise, California, and all of you, wherever you are. Thank you for being here tonight. And most of you, have been introduced to Dr. Friedman, Dr. Terry, as a person that has a memory of being a reincarnation of Jesus' disciple, Matthew. And, you know, you don't have to believe that he is or he isn't. One of the problems with believing that he is that there's a tendency to give up your power and say, well, he must know everything and know all the answers. And even though he is, I believe, the reincarnation of Matthew, it's very interesting, you know, having gotten to know Terry as a human before I even knew that. We met at a expo, and our initial meeting, we kind of got into an argument. Not really a hostile argument, but different points of view about something. And then we got to know each other, and it was only some months later that I was at his house and discovered the book that he wrote called The Man Who Walked with Jesus. And even when I picked it up and was thumbing through it, never ever did he mention anything about being Matthew. And the book really never says anything about him being Matthew. And it was only until I looked at him and I, after thumbing through the book and feeling something very authentic about the way that he remembered the things that happened in the life of Jesus. Plus, there was this resonance of the Christ energy in the book. Now, how do I explain that? This is something I have experienced, you know, with various people that have influenced me. And that is, when I start reading their material, there's an energy that comes through their material, and it starts to pervade my space. And that energy, and I mean, this is not anything I used on app, but that energy, the same energy I'm talking about, my experience is that it's coming through our calls. And when I've asked questions to our sources, they said that was them, they're helping us. And they're working through our work. And they can work through somebody, even if the person isn't totally aware of how the energy is being manifested. As long as the person has a very high intent to be of service, to care, and they can pick that up, and they can add to the energy of those things. So you don't have to know all this to get the energy. But when I started reading Terry's book, I got that energy. And I knew there was more to it than just the words and the story, okay? And I wanted to do a call where Terry and I talked as human to human, and that you could get a better understanding of them. Now, we have on the agenda, Joel Terry is going to do a interview with Dr. Friedman sometime in the future. So this is not usurping the interview he's going to do with them on a Monday night. He's going to do that some Monday night when I want to take a night off. But this is Terry and I, Dr. Terry, as we got to know each other, we found that we had a couple of lifetimes that we had been associated in. One of them is pretty validated with pictures and whatever. And I'm not going to talk about that tonight. But it's only that we have a rapport that's probably, we've had it for many, many hundreds of years, thousands of years. And when we met, I didn't know that we had a connection, but the rapport was there waiting to develop. So we have been developing that rapport. It's kind of like an inner understanding. I have that kind of rapport with Carla Rucker. I don't know our past. I'm sure I have a past life track with Carla. I don't know what it was. And one time I asked about it, and they said we had worked together in the past. And so that's why Carla and I have such a good connection. And right now there's been a connection building between Terry and Carla, Terry Friedman. And, you know, it's not like people are calling each other and being friends on the phone. It's like, I didn't know how that would work. I hope it keeps working. I didn't know how the chemistry would work. And because they come from different points of view. And of course, Carla channels Ra. Terry has, but Carla went to church for years, even while she was channeling Ra. So she had her own affiliation with Jesus. And Terry has an affiliation with Jesus. And I say that Ra was connected to Jesus in a very profound and intimate way. And I did other calls about that. So we don't have to agree. It's not a matter of agreement. But there's a resonance of the energy that we have. And I wanted to do a call where Terry can be human. And, you know, I've noticed that because he does have a resonance and this connection with Matthew, there's a tendency for people to just go gaga, especially if Jesus was in your track. And it's probably, this book is probably the most human description of the life of Jesus on the planet, okay? And what really was Jesus' mission as opposed to what churches have made it. But we're not going to talk about that. Terry, we're going to talk about the human side. And, you know, one of the things about being exalted is that people think you're perfect. And then they say, Terry, tell us what to do. Tell us what to do. And I think that's a great quality for a doctor, because I have noticed one thing about healing is that when you have, I mean, I have a theory that you do have, you hold the Christed energy. And when you're working with people and you make recommendations, aside from the recommendation you make, there's a carrying over of this positive energy that is very important for a person to start a healing process. In other words, when you have confidence in somebody and they recommend it, and I've noticed this even myself, you know, I can pick a product up, and when somebody's recommending it in the middle of it, I notice a benefit, and then finally I don't use it anymore. It kind of fades away. And there's an energy that a healer imparts to what they recommend. And that energy of what they impart is maybe as important as the actual thing they're recommending. What do you think of that, Terry? Do you think that's accurate?
Well, yeah, of course, because these products, whether they be herbs or essential oils or pharmaceutical products or surgery, are just tools. And really, most of the healing comes from within, and the belief system is a very important component of that. So I can remember that here in Phoenix, a lot of people used to come into my clinic, and the waiting room would be full. But by the time the patient got back to the examining room, that many would tell me, well, I came in here with this problem, but I don't seem to have that problem anymore. It seems to disappear since I walked in your clinic. I heard that many, many times. So that shows you that there's an energy. And, of course, as we know, everything is energy, really, in a way. So they picked up on the energetic feeling of the clinic. So it made my job a lot easier, because not only did they feel that energy, but they were very much, their intent was there very powerfully, because they believed they saw other people getting healed around me. And so they decided to do their healing. So there's a lot to do with healing, with your attitude and what you do when you heal. There's a lot to it.
You know, when you were actively practicing medicine, you were a holistic doctor.
That's correct.
Did you also, did you prescribe any prescriptions when people needed it, or did you stay totally into natural things?
I used every modality that I had, whether it be prescribing pharmaceutical or doing surgery. I prescribed everything that I thought that patient needed, whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. I tuned into them and decided what would be the best for that particular disease and that particular patient. And it wasn't always the same either. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
the same problem took different routes of healing. So I used all modalities that were at my fingertips.
Did you have intuitive abilities when you were diagnosing people? Or did you do a lot of testing to medical tests or both?
I did both, and the reason that I didn't hold to intuitive value simply, but got the test performed too, because sometimes if I just said, well, I know you have this or they have that, or this is your problem, or here's your blood, here's what your blood's going to look like. I could tell what the blood was like. Person, a whole profile. Well, that wasn't appreciated as much if I just said, here, let's go do a blood test and see what that shows. And, of course, your inner system requires that sort of thing anyway, x-ray. So you had to do that. If you had any kind of practice, you had to do some of that. Not blood analysis as well as x-ray.
Now, I noticed that you have had some endorsements from McGarry, McGarry, William McGarry and his wife, right?
Yeah.
What was her name?
William
McGarry happened to have a clinic in Phoenix, and he was probably, he's passed now, but he was probably the foremost medical, he was a medical doctor, I believe, and he was the foremost medical doctor who was a proponent of Edgar Cayce remedies.
Yeah.
And he wrote a number of books about his successes with Edgar Cayce remedies. And in fact, Terry Brown and I, Terry Brown and I met over health because we were both interested in alternative products, and we both ended up in the same multi-level marketing company selling flower pollen. And then we started working together and doing things, and we actually went, I think, two times to the William McGarry's clinic, where he had a hotel meeting once a year. He had an Edgar Cayce conference. And we went there and set up a booth and were introducing people to the products that we were marketing. And you probably know about all that, yes?
No, I wasn't aware of that, no.
You weren't aware of that?
No.
Were you and William... did you get to know each other, talk to each other?
Yeah.
You know, commiseration? Is commiserate the right word?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But I knew Gladys Moore because she was, we elected her the president of the American Holistic Medical Association. And I was on the board for 14 years.
Mm-hmm. And she was a doctor.
An alternative to the American Medical Association. Although I belong mm-hmm. to both, I did put my energy primarily in the American Holistic Medical Association.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. And what were the modalities that you were most familiar with when you were practicing? Modality, for those of you that don't know what that means, modality is like I know that Terry is an expert on essential oils, and those are oils that you usually rub on your skin and penetrate and make a difference. And maybe, do you take essential oils internally as well, Terry?
Absolutely. Take them orally or rectally?
Orally or rectally. Okay.
Yes.
And besides essential oils, what were your highest levels of expertise as a doctor?
It's pretty well spread out. I did a lot of homeopathy. I did a lot of herbology. I did a lot of intravenous nutritional work. We did the macronutrition, like vitamin C. I used a lot of that in my clinic. But I also I had a chiropractor working in the clinic who was really quite phenomenal. He could straighten up a spine or a lot of problems you might have in your structural situation. Also, at one time, I had a psychologist working for me. I had, even from Germany, I had a person that was an expert in retinology who could read your retina. And so I had I extended myself to a lot of therapies that you don't see in other doctors. Even had sound therapy. I used that for a while. And I had 3 massage therapists. And so I had a wonderful staff.
You had a really big clinic then, huh?
Yes, I had a very big clinic.
How many people were working under you?
Ooh, 17 or 18.
17 or 18. Did you do, what's that word where, you put blood through a purifier and then it comes out? These people sit in a chair for a few hours. Terry knows.
Well, yeah, what you do is you purify the blood. And sometimes they add hydrogen peroxide or something of that nature and put them through the, give them, draw their blood, put blood through that, and then put them through a sort of crystalline rays as well and give the blood back to them. And the blood has now changed. It's at a higher frequency. And almost any disease will improve with that kind of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you did miracles for people, didn't you?
I wouldn't call it miracles, but a lot of people got better in my way. So
people that might have been written off by the regular medical industry as hopeless.
Yeah, for example, this would be, I've had people come to me for really deep-seated emotional problems. And I did a hypnotic session with them. They come out of the session after I give a little time for this to sink in, and they can integrate this, what was done to them, what I was able to accomplish. And they'd always come back and say, I've been under psychiatric care for 5 years and really have not improved that much. But one hour session with you, and I'm completely a changed person to the better. So I've had a lot of people tell me that.
Wow. Well, I am so honored to have you working with our group, because I know people are thinking, geez, I want to go to that guy's clinic. Well, he doesn't have a clinic anymore. But some of you might have questions about health, and I think we have one of the world's experts here to answer questions. Except, if you're going to ask a question, you can't ask it like, Jerry is not doing official doctor right now, and so he can't do that. But he can give his opinion about different problems, but not your problems. So you can say, how does one increase their eyesight and get better vision? Or I have No, don't say, I have this. If you say, I have this, we're not answering it. Okay? You can say, how about the issue of colitis? What would someone do that has colitis? And that's a general answer. And because it's general, you have to realize that it may not be the right answer for you, because when you go to a doctor, you have to get tests. They do a lot of things so that they know how to advise you in the best way, and that this is not happening now. We're talking about kind of generic solutions to problems. So is that okay with you, Terry, to let people...
In fact, in my estimation, the most valuable thing I could do to when a person came to me with a problem was to do a physical exam, thorough physical exam, and let them talk and tell about their disease. To me, that was the best way to get a diagnosis of the disease. Allow the patient time to talk and do a thorough physical exam was the most powerful thing I could personally do.
All right.
90% of the trouble would be exposed when those two things happen. The patient was allowed to thoroughly talk about the problem. And I mean thoroughly. You ask about the history of the family, their childhood. You ask about everything. And then you do an exam. And boy, the problem always seemed to expose itself then.
All right. So if you're listening on the internet and you have a question, you can email it to me. I don't know if we're going to get loads of questions, and maybe if we do, we'll do this again. I do know that many of you have physical issues because you're putting it in light every Sunday. And so there may be some enlightenment from this call, okay? But remember, we're not talking about you. We're being generic. And let me see here. If you have a question, hang on a second, you have to do *6, and we can hear you. Or send an email to winfree@yahoo.com. Okay, one or the other. And anyone has something, and remember how to phrase it. It's not about you. It's a general question about how can you work with diabetes, or how can someone with neuropathy help themselves? And do we have anyone?
Everybody's healthy here. With.
Everybody's healthy. Terry Brown, are you there?
Hello. How about trigeminal neuralgia?
Trigeminal neuralgia.
Okay.
What does that feel like? If somebody has that. How does it
feels like you're being electrocuted.
You feel like you're being electrocuted.
When you take...
Not the Elohim, right? Overloading your circuits. Terry, are you familiar
let me ask this. When did you first notice it? What was the occasion?
Terry, you shouldn't ask a question like that, okay?
Why not?
If you ask,
it just looks like a red spot. It looks like somebody bit you. You got a bite. She just put your tiger balm on it. It looks pretty pointy. There's tiger balm in the bathroom. Daniel, go put tiger balm on that for him.
Wanda, we hear you.
Oh, sorry. somebody has a bite, and I suggested that they put tiger balm on the bite. The question I was going to ask was, sorry about that. The question I was going to ask was, in the news lately, there was to do with the adrenal glands, they're saying that the thyroid won't work with the medicines that the doctors give us, whether they're the tablets or the prescription, unless you work and you do medication for the adrenal glands first. What do you think about that?
Well, every gland has a partner or a duplicate or a twin.
A backup?
Well, not a backup so much as the other side of the coin. So the other side of the coin for underactive thyroid is adrenal. I think that probably 80% of the people who came to my office had some kind of adrenal deficiency. Why we're under so much stress, that's why. And that puts an extra work on the adrenal glands. So if you want to deal with thyroid, indeed, look at the adrenals. It's very, very true. And you find that their peak of activity is 12 hours apart. That would be their other side of the coin. So if the thyroid peaked at 5, that was the best part of the day for the thyroid gland to function. 5 o'clock p.m., then look at the thyroid to be 5 o'clock in the a.m. That would be the peak function of the thyroid. So when you're treating the thyroid gland, also, indeed, look closely at the adrenal. It may need to be some more support to it.
So if somebody goes to the health food store and gets one of those thyroid supplements, is that something that's a good idea? Like, I know they have things like that. They have, I forget what they're called.
Iodine is
one of them.
A doctor on Coast to Coast recently suggested desiccated thyroid products.
Yeah, and the desiccated thyroid product doesn't work unless you give your adrenal glands certain ingredients in order to work, because otherwise you're just throwing them away. That's what the health and study in that was telling us on the news here just a few weeks ago also. Plus the naturopath doctors and that were saying this, that you have to treat the adrenal glands with certain health foods in order to, before your body will absorb those thyroid pills.
Well, that's sometimes true, but desiccated thyroid is a good way to go, and Armour used to do that, but they were bought out by Forest Pharmaceutical. And one of the problems with Armour is there was consistency with the dose. In other words, you might take one Armour thyroid and would be really not what it was supposed to be. It wasn't 1 grain, 2 grain, 3 grains. It was something else. So now with Forest, they really standardize their dosage on thyroid from the desiccated thyroid. And the reason I recommend desiccated over synthetic is that we think there may be some factors in the thyroid gland of our source that may not be in the chemical synthetic thyroid replacement. So I always recommend the desiccated.
Is there any particular brand you think is better than others?
Well, Forest is what I mentioned.
Coors?
Forest. Like the trees. Forest.
Forest.
Yeah.
Oh, Forest. Forest.
Yeah.
Okay.
They bought out Armour, and they've since refined and super refined their desiccated thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
Product.
What about a black walnut capsule?
Well, the What is?
Black walnut.
What about it?
What do you think of using that for adrenal support? Like they recommend black walnut and something that they call a combination of thyroid PX at the health food store.
Oh, I wouldn't know how to recommend all the products out there. Not at all.
Yeah, they have new stuff all the time. So
yeah, and you don't know the stores of all those products either. It used to be back in the long time ago. Well, you people are younger than I am, but back in the 70s, there used to be not that many products available in the market. So I could really tell the degree of functionality and of a lot of these products, these herbs and these vitamins and minerals. Anymore, there's so many products out there, I can't anywhere near tell you.
Your knowledge is with the essential oils more. And with the essential oils, what do you recommend?
For what?
For the thyroid and stress problems of people.
One thing about essential oils, I primarily recommend Young Living because there are other good companies out there, but I do know Young Living is more consistent and they're therapeutic. Products that are the same no matter you know what month you get it or when you buy it. They have a generalized testing of the product so it has a consistent value. So for thyroid, there's several good products. One of the things is a pill, and one of the things about Young Living pills, they've got the oil in the pill. And so I recommend Provera.
Provera.
Take it in the morning, and that works very well. The other thing is some people can't break down T3 into T4. T4 is the active hormone, but T3 is how you store it. So sometimes I've recommended a T3 product, which you have to take several times a day.
D3 product?
T3, thyroid, third, triiodothyronine. I've recommended that because people are unable sometimes to break down T3 to T4, which tetraiodothyronine.
Mm-hmm.
So I give the T3.
Now, you know, people are listening, and what are the symptoms that somebody would have that would these products might benefit them? Is this stress? Is this overweight? What are the symptoms?
Stress is kind of a common phenomenon in a lot of diseases, so that's too general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, if you're sleepy, if you have trouble, you know,
if you wake up in the morning and you're still tired.
Yes, that's right. If you
that's one of the biggest.
If you
for no reason
rest at night. If you're overweight. If you're a lady and your menstrual period is all messed up. These are some of the symptoms of underactive thyroid.
You know, if some of you did not get the name that Terry recommended, I will get the name from him. And send me an email that says name of what the things
the
Terry said to take.
Thyroid, or the
desiccated
product from Young Living.
Mm-hmm. Or the product from Living. But I'll
Young
get the
Living.
Names of those so that you know exactly what to look for, okay? And I'll answer your email and just give you the names, okay?
How about the trigeminal neuralgia?
How about that? I'm trying to get a little more information about it because several things cause it, you treat it differently.
My mother had passed away 3 months and after I started getting it. My father.
You have no other reason for that, is that right? Well, I've used, in some cases, I've used Helicrim and oil for that, and I apply it topically, and that's been very effective.
What's it called?
What's it called,
Terry?
Helicrim.
Could you spell it?
No, I'm a lousy speller.
You're a lousy speller.
I'm a lousy.
All right, well, I'll try to find out.
S-I-L-I-C-A-N?
Helicrim, H-E-L-I-O-C-H-Y-S-M. That's as close as I can come. But remember this. Even Andrew Casey gave treatments for Graves' disease. But no, sometimes two people got entirely different treatments. They didn't get the same treatment. So again, the general philosophy in my medicine that I practice, that is, get the correct diet, take the correct nutrients, and get exercise if you can every day.
I mean, if you have a problem, aside from what Terry is suggesting, I would always go on the internet and put the name of your problem and put alternative remedies or natural remedies. Do two different searches because you'll find loads of things, and you have to read it carefully, because if somebody just says this works for that, but they don't have any testimonials, it may or may not work. Who knows the backup? I look for testimonials, and sometimes testimonials don't come in on the manufacturer's website. They come in blogs where people are saying what they experienced. And if you do thorough searches and look at a lot of alternatives, see which ones resonate the most, and you'll invariably find something to try, and you don't have to go to a therapist to do it. And these things you're talking about, Terry, do they have any side effects?
Well, generally speaking, the herbs and the oils have very little of any side effects. Some of the drugs do have side effects.
Yeah.
And a good diet and exercise rarely has any side effects. A good diet.
So somebody's not taking a big risk in trying something, in other words.
Right.
If it works, it's great, and if it doesn't, it's on to the next. But don't give up.
Well, no, if you've got a serious problem, get to your family doctor right away, you know.
Yeah.
Let him take a look at you. Not that he always will have the answer, but that's a place to start. Also, if you want to do alternative medicine, which I did a lot of, complementary, as we call it, complemented. The standard medicine that I did is like the herbs and the oils and so forth. Go early. Don't wait till you're half dead and then go say, oh, by the way, I had cancer. I'm feeling very sick. Give me an alternative complementary therapy. Don't wait till last minute, you know. Go early in your therapy, your time.
One question I wanted to ask you. Are you familiar with Hans Niebuhr? You ever heard of him?
I know him. I know him well. Why did?
I mean,
he's not alive anymore.
Did you know him personally?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember reading about him years ago, and he did tests with a very simple thing available in every health food store.
By the way, he's German.
He's German, right.
Yeah.
He reduced heart attack and symptoms, and he also reduced the reoccurrence of heart attacks with a combination of calcium and magnesium. But it was a special kind of calcium.
Yeah.
What was the name? Do you remember the name?
It was a special calcium he used. You can get that,
yeah.
It still is available. Jim.
Maybe Terry remembers. Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry Brown. Are you unmuting?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Calcium. What was the kind of calcium that Hans Niebuhr recommended?
I don't remember.
Well, it was
calcium orotate. Orotate, I believe. But you look him up on the internet, Hans Niebuhr. If you're worried about your heart, I think it's Niepeer or Neiper, Hans Niebuhr. And it's very cheap. Niepeer, and you'll find it. And very cheap, and it increases your chances of not having another heart attack or not having one at all if you never had one. And available in every health food store. It was calcium orotate, I believe, and magnesium orotate, 2-to-1 ratio. And some companies actually make a pill that has both of those things in it in the right way, okay? Well, you know what?
2-to-1 ratio with what to what?
I think it was calcium.
Usually is half the dose of the calcium, but
yeah.
Some of the doctors saying today that they should be essentially, there's some debate, they should be the same.
Yeah.
In other words, a gram of calcium should go with a gram of magnesium.
You know what?
We need to leave BBS.
We have to get off at 6:57. Dr. Terry, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge of this. Thank you for working with our group and helping us. And
what's the
we'll
name of
another
your book, Terry?
Freedom Through Health. I put a link to it. It's on Amazon. I put a link to it.
The link didn't work, though.
It didn't work?
No.
Freedom Through Health. Freedom Through Health, Terry Friedman. Now, if you do Freedom Through Health, it's the only one there is. And I didn't talk. We didn't talk about what's in that book today. We just talked about things in general. I'm going to close this call. I should have encouraged Terry Brown to say something because she is really knowledgeable about a lot of alternative health things herself.